I'm Nate Langson.
And I'm Andrew Hoyle.
And this is the second episode of Do We Need This? The podcast where we pick up 2, 3, 4, or 8 things and say, things, do we need you?
And sometimes they even answer back.
Sometimes, but not always. So this is the second episode. We might do a third pilot. But we do obviously still welcome people's feedback. We did one already. If you're lucky, you found it. If you're unlucky...
Yeah, we didn't really push it out anyway, did we? We didn't really shout and scream quite yet.
No, if it was a pregnancy, it would have slipped out unnoticed. To continue the metaphor, we would also have left the baby on the room floor and just ask people to comment on it. But anyway, we have an email address, doweneedquestions@gmail.com. That is where you can say, do we need...
some things.
Yes.
That's... or you can pop over to twitter.com and go to @doweneed, followed by the thing you wonder if we need.
Let's crack on with the first part of the show. Andy, have you been in a shop and looked at boxes of pre-packaged food before?
Yeah, a few times.
You will notice that on the box there is the word serving suggestion.
Always.
And above, or at least within the vicinity of those words, is a suggested serving. In photographic form, typically. Sometimes it's a drawing, and we'll come to that. But this is something that really grinds my gears, because sometimes these serving suggestions are really, they're quite ornate. They are genuinely useful. Here is a Weetabix. Maybe you would like to put a bit of banana on it, bit of a strawberry. Hey, go nuts. Put some milk on that bad boy. Whoa. And serve it in a bowl. That, I understand. That's great. Some serving suggestions, however, are little more than the food just there.
just put on a plate. You've taken a sandwich out of its packet. Literally just popped it down.
That is precisely what it is. And there are some great examples of this. For example, one of my favourites, and I walked around a supermarket a little while ago taking photographs of some of my favourites. It was Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, 8 fondant fancies. Serving suggestion was the fondant fancy on a plate. Weirdest thing, they were still in their wrapping.
So not even much of a suggestion.
That is correct. Some mincemeat was, why not serve this in a plastic bowl? Or for extra effect, put some on a spoon.
Just the raw mince, or was that maybe even cooked? Or
just... mincemeat in a bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. Coconut milk. Now, this was one of my favourites. It was served on a wooden platter in a what looks like a kind of black ceramic bowl.
Right.
Now, the thing is, as much as the... oh, there's actually another one. It's a Battenberg cake cut in 2 slices with the rest of the Battenberg cake remaining intact. Serving suggestion, why not cut 2 pieces off for 2 other people and then remain... keep the serving, the rest of it for yourself.
So one of the things that really surprised me is Coleman's on their old apple sauce jars. Didn't even have a picture of apple sauce, maybe with roast pork. Didn't even have a picture of an apple. It had a sketch drawing of an apple on a tree.
Yeah.
Like, that is not a serving suggestion.
No, it's more of an origin story.
Yeah.
It's like Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
The most recent one. Do we need serving suggestions on food packaging?
So why is it there? I mean, is this just food standard laws to, in the same way you'd put like calories and nutritional info, is that why it's there?
Interestingly enough, no, it's not. I mean, you're half right. It's there for a reason, but it's not food standards. It's actually advertising, and it's basically that, for example, plucking something out of the air, like a piece of dust here, it would be like, if you bought a tin of soup and Ainsley Harriet was pouring the soup into a bowl.
As he's known to do.
It says serving suggestion to kind of defend against the idea that by buying the soup, you're also buying Ainsley Harriet. It's basically just to sort of prepare you for what is and what isn't in the packaging.
I like to think that at some point somebody has bought that and actually really got so pissed off that Ainsley Harriet did not come with that soup.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to file that as a lawsuit?
Well, some people actually have, because we're not lawsuits as such, but like you can go into a shop, or you could have before this was enforced, and you could say, well, I just emptied this entire bag of 24 Weetabixes, or Weetabix, if you wish, and pour them all into a bowl for one giant Weeta feast, and there'd be no bits of banana in there, no strawberry, and absolutely no milk. You have to buy all those bits separately.
They'd shocking.
Go back and say false advertising. So it's there to prevent that. But some of these just seem just incredibly bizarre, and I don't understand why it needs to be there. when, like, I appreciate that, say, on the Fondant Fancy Packet, there is not a glass plate in the box,
yep.
nor is there, you know, a little polka dot pink napkin yeah. for wiping the crumbs that inevitably end up all yep. over my beard.
Fridge Milkshake as well, they had the chocolate brownie flavour, and that was in tying with the Simpsons, and the yep. Illustration on the outside of the bottle was a Simpson-style cartoon of a stack of made brownies.
Yeah.
And that, again, had serving suggestion written. Now, that's not even a jar of brownies. That's chocolate brownie flavour
yeah.
milkshake. There's no serving suggestion there.
Well, have you ever bought a food and thought, good God, I don't know how to serve this? I wish someone was around to suggest a way. You answer this question. Do we need serving suggestions?
Oh, God, no. So, next thing I want to talk about is the trinket shops around London.
What's a trinket shop?
You will have seen them if you have ever visited London. They're the shops selling, generally, it's miniature phone boxes, miniature statues of Big Ben.
Oh, I've seen
pictures of the Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, just general London junk shops and the I Heart London t-shirts and tote bags.
Do you want to look like John Major? Here's a plastic cardboard mask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Over Royal Baby, here, why don't you take William and Kate masks? I mean, they look terrifying because they have the eyes cut out like yeah. you're a serial killer.
Plus, they're always like 20% larger than life, which just gives it this really uncanny non-human effect.
Yeah. My problem with these, like, you know, one or two, fine. If you want to go and you're really struggling to find exactly where you should buy a London taxi if it's small enough to act as a money box. But there are so many. And you walk down, say, Camden High Street, and every other shop is one of these things. And they try and sort of branch out into doing sort of like the Kanye West on Jay-Z, I think they are, those shutter glasses
right.
and things. But they all do those. So...
But this isn't so much like, do we need those shops, right? This is more like, we need an extra word. This is, do we need this many?
Yes, I'd say that's fair.
I think that we do need them. In as much as, you know, people do obviously buy from them because they have existed there for decades.
Yeah.
However, what baffles me is the idea of a person, let's take Camden High Street as an example here, walking up Camden High Street, looking to his left, trinket shop, trinket shop, trinket shop. Looks to his right, trinket shop, tattoo parlor, trinket shop, trinket shop. Thinking, God, do you know what we need? Do you know what we do need here?
What's missing? What's missing on the high street, Nate?
Another trinket shop.
Good God, you've got it.
I mean, I think probably the thing is that they actually are mostly owned by the same people.
See, that's what I assumed, because they all have literally the same stock.
They
is no differentiation in stock at all, so I assume they're all getting it from the same central source.
Do you want a pair of knockoff Beats headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are three within reach.
I do see people in them, but I never see them packed. Even the one sort of around Leicester Square.
I don't know, I did see some pretty packed. I made the mistake of going up to Camden the other day to buy some new jeans.
Ooh.
Some trousers. And
you went on a Saturday, right?
I went on a Saturday on the first holidays. Weekend of the school summer holidays. Worst mistake I've ever made. I mean,
mistake.
I've made some bad mistakes. I mean, I have made mistakes, you know, where it's been, I don't need to put underwear on for this particular walk to the bathroom. I'll just pull up my jeans. Awful decision. Do we conclude London trinket shops? Do we need them? Put it this way. I looked at some figures here. Now, there are about 30,000 shops in London. I reckon 29,000 of them are trinket shops.
Yeah, I think that's probably a close figure.
Most shops in London, actually fashion-based. This is not including food, incidentally. And more people buy fashion and clothes and stuff from London than even Paris.
But those trinket shops sell a lot of fashion, so maybe they come under that header. They sell so many of the I Heart London t-shirts. And
they do not count as fashion. I'm sorry, they count as, at best, a souvenir. At best.
But how else are people going to know what you think of London when you've been?
But this is the thing. But people buy those before they've really experienced any of London.
They've never been beaten up in Brixton on a Saturday night.
Okay, I conclude we need them. We do not need this many.
Deal.
It's the middle of the show. This is where we are taking your questions for things that we may or may not need. We take your stuff. We take your things. We put them in front of our eyes and we say... What do we think of these eyes? Will Harris has said, do we need non-drowsy hay fever tablets? He asks, who is thinking, hay fever tablets, drowsy or non-drowsy? Yes, I'd rather feel half dead for the rest of the day.
Yeah, this is a weird one. So I actually went on the NHS website about hay fever because I thought, well, maybe hay fever gets really bad at night. But no, there's nothing on there about, okay, make sure you take your tablets before you go to sleep. It will help you sleep better.
Funny you actually mention that because that was my assumption. I actually wondered if it was because it helped you fall asleep. Maybe some actually stimulated you, because I know a lot of these sorts of things have caffeine in them. And I thought maybe an actual drowsy one is one that you take, you know, if you're on a plane or something like that. They actually have it as something of a sleeping aid. You know, a bit like how I have 7 shots of whiskey before I go to bed.
Yeah.
It's not an alcoholic thing. It's just to help me sleep.
Yeah, yeah, definitely about the tears. I mean, potentially, I suppose, if you're going in different climates. But no, there's no advice on taking, no suggestions to have hay fever tablets before bed for nighttime attacks.
I'm glad we can be so conclusive. Alan Bradley sent in a photo of his balls, not his human balls. Simply, he sent in a photo saying, I have this fruit bowl with wooden balls in it. It mostly collects dust. As a little describer, imagine a ball about the size of a cricket ball made out of twigs, wrapped up into an attractive spherical unit. Definitely don't need it.
Definitely not.
Some would count it as some sort of ornament or awning for one's house. Do you need it, though?
No.
Chris Stevens asks, do we need podcasts?
Good question.
Fantastic. Now, we sort of touched on this in the first episode.
Yeah, we asked, do we need this, our own show?
I think we concluded that we did.
Yeah.
Hence, episode 2. I don't know. There's like 250,000 podcasts. I get most of my news from podcasts when I'm not writing it.
Yeah.
I think we do need them.
There's really 250,000 podcasts.
Just in iTunes.
So we're up against some pretty stiff competition here.
We're actually up against ourselves.
Well, that's true, actually. Natasha McNamara, she says, nappy disposal bins, do we need those?
Well, I would have thought that we, as in you and I, do not.
No.
I put all of my adult nappies straight into the neighbour's bin.
I just wrap a towel around myself, so I'm fine.
But I know for a fact that Natasha has at least 2...
Mini humans.
Micro hers.
So yes. I guess then in that case, then yes we do, because I'm not entirely sure where you put them, because you're not really supposed to put them in with your normal rubbish, are you? Because that's sort of unhealthy.
I think you have to treat a diaper like you treat a condom. Fill it with...
over a festival. Yeah, I'd say I don't have kids, but I would assume they exist for a reason, because you don't want your house to smell of baby shit until you take out your bin.
Agreed. Joanna Geary, garlic peelers. I've never used a garlic.
No, well, I do. I use garlic a lot. And I'd say, yes, we do need garlic peelers. But if you feel like you don't, may I suggest getting... It's basically a garlic plate. And it's this tiny little plate like a saucer that's got lots of little spiky ridges in. And all you do is you rub around a garlic clove and it just turns it into a great puree. And it's the best thing I've bought. I get it for about 10 quid on eBay.
I like that because I use that to stack cream crackers on.
You and do, and also old tea bag, which is brilliant because they're... All my pasta sauces have a slightly odd tea aroma, which actually is not too bad.
Sorry about that. Chris Owen writes in, do we need moths? I personally do not. Sometimes I like to play like a waiting game with a moth, because I know for a fact that moths only live for about a week, which means that one of those is going to die first.
So far, you're doing pretty well.
I have won at every game of who will live the longest. Plus, birds eat about 35 billion caterpillars.
Yeah.
A year.
So we do need moths, otherwise no birds and then no seed transportation. And
precisely. If we extend to the greater sort of mammalian world, then yes, I'm afraid we do need moths. However, good game. You will always win if you're playing Who Will Live Longest. Last one, Pat Smith, Andy.
Yep. Potpourri, he says. Pat, potpourri.
Maybe you can combine these. While you're waiting for a moth to die, simply fill your room with potpourri to cover the smell of your garlic and your nappies.
That's going to be one hell of an onslaught of aromas for the old olfactory sense there.
I wonder if you can get that in incense form. Maybe you can sell it in a trinket shop. Second half of the show, obviously, if you want to submit your ideas for things we may or may not need, dowe need questions@gmail.com. That's where you send them. They will go in that middle segment just now. One more item to get to today. Andy, tell me about vaginas, please.
So what do you need to know about vaginas? Well, first of all, they just do not look interesting enough, which is why we now have the vajazzle. It's not particularly a new thing. It's really come from The Only Way Is Essex, as far as I'm aware. It's basically the art of attaching the little fake Swarovski crystals around your lady bits, or apparently some other parts of the body, but most famously around the hole. vagina zone, as it were, in order to, I don't know, pretty it up as though apparently really needs it. I did a Google search of that, and it got over 404,000.
You Googled vaginas for science?
Well, I Googled vajazzles for science. There's a lot of risque images, definitely not safe for the whole family. And I also found vajazzle.me, which it lauds itself as the official vajazzle supplier to The Only Way Is Essex.
You know what? That makes me think of a whole separate topic. Do we need some product endorsements?
Well, that's something we can definitely get onto, and that would be a good place to start. Now, on vajazzle.me, it talked about the Only Way Is Essex star, Mark Wright, who is trying his best to make pajazzles a thing. Now, there's a wonderful photo of the man himself looking like a newly polished oak sideboard with packs of Swarovskis. And so for him, pajazzles is, if you didn't guess, it's vajazzling for the man's bit. For the penis, it's bedazzling your penis, putting for jazzly little stars.
It's cock
on
decoration.
Your junk.
It's cockeration.
Yeah. Cockeration. Does our junk need bling? I've never once looked down and thought, oh Christ, you know what? That just looks really boring today. I need to really perk this up.
Yeah.
But apparently 40% of salons have reported male customers asking for this service.
What salons?
Salon, yes, just like beauty salons.
Oh, beauty
salons,
right,
around the country. I've been asking for this, which I just find so bizarre. Like,
I don't think that's bizarre. I remember once getting my eyelashes tinted.
Yes.
I mean, admittedly, I was 14 and it was under pressure from a girlfriend at the time.
You also are quite fair-haired, and so your eyelashes and eyebrows are really quite pale.
Yeah.
So that's like something that...
But you see guys in salons getting their nails did. And their hair. I've seen it wherever I go in
there.
Well,
yeah, I have. You're right. I have seen men getting their hair cut, correct.
I think
but
that,
there's a difference between getting your hair nicely cut before you go out and sticking fake diamonds to your dick.
Is it on the actual penile area, or is it kind of more like a, you know, balls, like a little disco ball?
So you could literally turn it into a disco ball. That'd be quite fun, actually, I guess. Then if you do that, then attach like an LED light onto the end, and then when you helicopter, you can make some quite nice light patterns. You can be a one-man laser show.
So I think we've I think we do need it.
Please do come and hit us up on @DoWeNeed on Twitter, and do please tell us your thoughts on the jazzling, and more specifically pajazzling, and let us know if you've ever had one. I'm genuinely interested to know if you have had this and why, and specifically, where did you get it done? And I don't know, I guess, what shape did you go for?
Yeah.
Did you maybe write, like, NASA along the shaft to pretend that your cock is a rocket?
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this week. I think we've taken stuff and things and determined conclusively once and for all with our supreme arrogance whether we need them or not. I have a moth in my room that I am going to go and defeat with my supreme ability to live longer than it. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us, I have a thing, do I need it? You can send that to doweneedquestions@gmail.com.
Or you can head over to Twitter and go to @doweneed, followed by the thing that you want to know if we need. Give us some reasons as to why you think we do or do not need that thing.
The other thing is that... what we do actually need, conclusively, is opinions on the show so far. This is our second pilot. We're still experimenting with the format. We do genuinely want feedback. Positive, yes. Constructive criticism, also yes.
Falling praise is fine as well. Just... yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. For what you like, maybe what you don't like, what you think works well, let us know. Again, doweneedquestions@gmail.com. We'll be very grateful. The show is now in iTunes. If you search Do We Need This, you will find it. You can subscribe to it. We're also on Audio Boo and all the podcast apps, I think, are probably updated right now.
Yep.
And we will see you again in a week.